Now, back to the heavy hitters.
Housekeeping.
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping.
Come back in an hour.
On the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM.
Housekeeping, you want me for a pillow?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God.
And InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back into the Frank and Helen's Pizzeria Studios. Unbeaten Gennady Golovkin, nicknamed Triple G, takes on Danny Miracle Man Jacobs in a middleweight title fight on Saturday. Triple G has knocked out 33 of 36 opponents, including the last 23. But Jacobs has survived a far more dangerous threat. Buffa, bone cancer.
Yes.
Jacobs has beaten cancer and has a 32-1 record with 29 knockouts. Mm-hmm. He will also have a height and weight advantage over Triple G, but enters the fight a 7-1 underdog. The Atlanta Falcons have agreed to a one-year deal with former Kansas City Chiefs defensive tackle Dontari Poe. The team announced Thursday the deal is for $8 million and could increase to $10 million with incentives. And finally, March Madness is in full swing. Some wins today. Northwestern beats Vanderbilt. Maryland loses to Xavier. How'd that feel, Buffa? Villanova storms over Mount St. Mary's. Purdue.
Butler won.
Purdue. Gets the Big Ten another win, and of course, the big upset of the day, Middle Tennessee State defeating number 5 Minnesota.
Yeah, I picked that one right.
I wonder how big of an upset that is, though. I know a lot of
it's
people.
It's not an upset at all. Minnesota shouldn't have been a five seed.
I know a good handful
I will say this about it's a huge card. You got Roman Chocolatito Gonzalez also fighting on that card. It's two big fights on that Jacobs Golovkin card. I am predicting an 8th round knockout of Golovkin over Jacobs. I don't think Jacobs has felt Golovkin's that kind of power yet.
I don't think Triple G's felt his power, though, right?
I know, but I mean, you look at the guys that he's faced. I mean, they literally threw in the towel. His trainer, Kell Brook's trainer, climbed the ring and threw in the towel because Golovkin was about ready to really damage his fighter's face. And he destroyed
Kell
David
Brook
Lemieux.
Him, though.
I know he
that
did.
Uppercut.
He did, but it was like 5th round. They had to stop the fighter or else there's his face. But then again, you got two guys that are knockout artists, man. I mean, you've heard it. I mean, 29 of 32 for Jacobs, 33 of 36. This will not go the distance. Somebody is going to go down, and it's going to be an action-packed fight. These guys are not going to dance around. They're going to walk forward, and they're going to throw.
Clay Byersdorfer in studio with us, writer for RedbirdDaily.com. You can follow him on Twitter at TonOfClayton. In your bio, you said that you were a veteran. What service did you serve in?
I was in the United States Army for about 6 years.
Six years? Wow. Yeah. What was the highest rank that you had?
I got out as a sergeant.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I kind of feel more protected now.
Are you two friends on Facebook?
You should not.
On Twitter.
I don't know if I want to be friends on Facebook yet.
That's a little distant. Yeah, that's kind of.
We haven't known each other long enough.
You two should be friends on Facebook, and then you can do the 22 push-up challenge, and you can tag him.
That's right.
That would be. Yeah.
We are doing. Patrick has tagged me in a 22 push-up challenge. Tell him about it, Patrick.
Suicide awareness, right?
PTSD awareness for veterans, first responders, police, everything like that. It's the hashtag 22 push-up challenge. I got challenged. I'm on today's day 16. I still have to do my push-ups.
All right.
I fully intend on doing that when I get out of here. I tagged you, Buffa. What day are you on?
I'm on day 6. I have been a lazy bum, but I'm on day 6. Okay. And I've gone outlandish and tagged Frank Grillo. I've tagged friends. They have not done it. I'm one of the guys I see every day. I'm going to see him tomorrow. I'm going to go, look, man, just do 22 push-ups. I'll help you do it. Put your knees on the ground or
well,
something.
Well, you can do. No, they don't have to not. Be. They don't even have to be proper push-ups.
Yeah.
You can use your knees.
They can be girl push-ups.
Yeah, they can be anything you want.
Just knock 22 of them out.
Just knock 22 of them out. It's all about raising awareness
there it is.
For PTSD.
It really is, yeah.
Before he tagged you, Buffa, Patrick sent me a text. He goes, hey,
nice was that of me, by the way? I could have just tagged you.
He could have tagged.
Okay, but he goes,
call him out.
Before you start patting yourself on the back about how nice you are, this is what the text was. Hey, can you do 22 push-ups? I'm like, yeah, I can, you a-hole.
I didn't mean it like that, I swear. I didn't mean it like
Hold on,
I swear.
I assumed you could.
I just wanted to preface. You know,
who said, hey, fat ass, can you do 22 push-ups?
That's not what I meant. I'm sorry.
It was more like a challenge.
Yeah.
To see who was manlier.
It's basically like firing a missile to the left side of your head, not right at you, right. But it's going to hit you in the back of your head.
But I told him no, because for the same reason why, Buffalo, like, the excuse you gave is like, hey, I just know that I'm going to be like, yeah, it's supposed to be like on day 10 and I'm on day 3. because I just keep forgetting to do it. Or
yeah, I am behind. Well, it just, I mean, and really, it's like 12:05. I'm like, well, I guess I missed a day, and then I might just do like 8 days in a row, just do all them, film the videos, and like after about 245 push-ups,
just
like,
edit them.
I'm
there
like,
you go.
What are you doing? It's like
a week's worth of push-ups.
What was that, Major League, where he's like every time he hit a foul ball in the batting cage, you have to do 15?
Yeah.
He's like, my arms fall off.
Just like do 20 push-ups, change your shirt, do 20 more push-ups, change your shirt.
Like,
so that way you just do like a bunch of them together and just edit it that way.
The
there
great
you go.
Late James Gammon. Nice catch, Hayes. Don't ever do it again.
Yeah.
Well, any of you out there listening that would like to be a part of this challenge,
do it.
Friend either myself or Buffalo on Facebook, we will tag you in it. And like I said, it's all to raise awareness, suicide awareness due to PTSD.
It's good. It's a good little workout. I'll tell you, you do 22 push-ups, even if you're in great shape, you're going to be like, okay,
yeah, it's no joke.
You know, and I'll do it at the gym. People always go, what are you, filming yourself? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Guess what? You're looking, aren't you? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
What's the weirdest thing you've seen in the gym?
You got one?
Let me think about it for a second.
I have seven, so.
Wow.
You have seven.
I mean, okay, the weirdest.
Well, I can tell you the things I hate about the gym.
Yeah, yeah, okay. We'll do that.
Please stop carrying your bag around with you on the gym floor.
I'm with you on that.
Every gym you go to clearly states that that's against the rules, so please follow the rules. Stop doing that. No one cares about how much protein you have in your bag, how much chalk you have in your bag, how many different styles of gloves you have in your bag. Just go put it in a locker. Hate that. Go ahead, Buffalo.
My thing is, don't slam the cable weights. You have guys.
Please stop that as well.
I mean, really, you have a guy who's wearing about a third of a shirt. It's hanging on his shoulders.
It's not
He's
even a
screaming.
Shirt.
He's like, da 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 da. Boom! And the cables just fall. We're like, dude, we know you're doing 60 pounds.
Here's
okay?
the other thing.
Stop it.
If you're going to do cardio before you get on benches, please clean the bench off
man.
When you're done. I do not want ringworm. I do not want staff.
That's
yeah.
my
you dirty, dirty person.
You're not a mop.
Clean
you're
it off.
You're not a mop.
That's my biggest one too. Look, towel off the equipment, man. I don't want to sit in.
They
your
give
ball,
you.
I don't want to sit in your ball soup. Okay, towel it off.
They give you. I mean, really, at least where I go, Club Fitness, they have a towel and a little water gun for you to spray any machine right near you. I mean, it's within walking distance. I'll do it if I leave one drop. I'll go. I don't think I want to go up and put my back up against the machine. And go, oh man,
it's so easy to get ringworm that way.
It is
disgusting.
But people, I swear, there's one guy at the gym. You know who you are if you're listening right now. He's probably at the gym slamming weights.
Right.
Listening, you know, to Megadeth.
Wringing out his shirt on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, dude, we get it. You're doing rope pulls with 60 pounds, okay? We get it. You're awesome. I'm sorry you didn't make varsity baseball. Stop slamming the weights.
The strangest thing I've ever seen in the gym, there was this old guy, and I mean old. He had to have been probably close to his, you know, mid-70s, shaving his chest.
No.
I'm sorry.
At the gym, in front of the sink. And he's
thank
there.
Right there.
With,
right
you.
There.
With the Barbasol right there.
A thunderstorm of chest hair.
And he's
you are not at home.
Shaving his
you
chest.
You have to love the confidence, though. I mean, in all honesty, that man had so much confidence coming to the gym. And just,
that guy, right after he left there, he went over to Bredco with his shirt off.
He probably did.
He had to air it out somewhere.
He's like, hey, give me that citrus iced tea.
All the old Betty's at the nursing home really want a smooth chest.
What better way? What better place to air it out than at the Bredco?
My gosh. We used to have a guy, and my mom doesn't laugh at people in public, but she was like, Dan, there's the guy that buffs his chest. He walks into the gym with his chest like really just puffed out, and my mom would laugh, and I'm like, Mom, you don't make fun of many people. You're making fun of this guy. It's awesome.
The other trend that I would love to end, I don't know, right now, are the guys wearing the tights that show off the outline of their loaf.
Oh,
yeah.
What's that about?
Yeah, yeah.
What is that
a lot.
When did that become cool?
Or, I don't know.
It's like a jogger
or
slash.
Maybe
like
you could explain this to
what
us.
What is that?
Yeah, I don't
what
know.
Is it with the fish shoes? The ones that cut off. Everybody's wearing those. What are
those?
Yeah,
but those have been around for a while now.
Okay.
I've sort of started ignoring those. But the
here we go.
The junk pants. Yeah.
There's Patrick's
stop.
Favorite actor. Yeah. Mr. Shepard.
Dax Shepard probably wears junk pants.
He probably does.
He probably does.
He probably steals
you know
them
what?
From Kristen,
Burger,
honestly.
Burger, we need to get Dax on the show.
I'll get right on
that. Let's do it right now.
I'll start tweeting him right now.
Let's just like harass him I hour by hour.
Dax, tell us about your days on Punk'd.
There used to be this one guy at this gym I went to. He always wore a corn t-shirt with the sleeves cut off.
Oh.
And when,
is it choppy cut? Choppy cut?
Yeah, it was choppy.
Like
yeah.
With scissors just
and
to know everyone he was hardcore.
When he would finish whatever exercise he was doing, he would just strut around the gym like he just entered the octagon cage, kind of like swinging his arms like that. Kind
basically
of
like Brock Lesnar?
Shimming the shoulders. And he wasn't a big dude. He was not very
big. Was he
big
tall?
At all. No.
No?
He was shorter than me.
Here's the other thing. Don't take up six things at once.
Oh, yeah.
And get mad at me when after 10 minutes I go
Thank
up
you.
And use the thing
and
you
guess,
were on.
And
you're
what?
Not at home again. Again, you're not at home.
I have one of the simplest requests. Rack the weight, please.
And re-rack the weight.
If I'm trying to find, you know, a 25-pounder and it's across the gym because, you know, somebody's like, I'm going to take it over and do my push-ups and do a little bit of this.
That's
and
actually my biggest pet peeve.
Put it back. I mean, you look at the rack of weights, you go, that one's missing, that one's missing. And then I go, I'm sorry. Yeah, don't be sorry. Just don't ever do it again.
And I will be courteous. I will wait. I'll watch where someone's at. And if they don't come back for, you know, 5-10 minutes, I'm going to use it. I don't have all day.
Or you kind of do the old, are you using this anymore?
That's kind of
what I
nicely.
Do. Yeah.
Here's another thing, too. When they're on a machine that they know that everybody is waiting for.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of actually
they just
using
sit there and
the machine.
Text.
No, they're either sitting there and they're texting.
Look at
or
this picture.
They're having a conversation with someone else who's at the gym. And everybody's just kind of standing there with their arms crossed looking at them like,
and
are
guess
you
what?
Use that flying machine or what are you going
guess
to do?
Guess what? People, if you're out there, we're wearing heavy hitters gym badges when we go to our gyms now.
We're coming
and if you
for
mess
you.
Up, we're coming for you.
Clay, thank you so much for joining us. We'll have to do this again.
Thank you for having me.
You had to come
thanks,
in for
sir.
The full 2 hours. I didn't know you were going to be
here. Hey, I'll tell you what. He can change subject. He can hang with us, man. This is pretty good.
I'm here.
You
I'm
can,
here.
You can follow
Came
him on
guns blazing.
You can follow him on Twitter at ton of Clayton and read him at redbirddaily.com. We are on a 94-hour break. Coming up next is Kevin Slayton's biggest fan, Charlie Tuna, right here in the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Go Blues! Yeah.